This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do on Free Talk Live. That's what we do every night on Free Talk Live. If it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, well, the chances are very, very high that we'll be here. Now, we're here on the air 7 days a week, live on Free Talk Live. There is the off chance that we're traveling for a convention or something to bring you some new interesting programming, and that we're not in studio, but that's not the case tonight. So, call in. That's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450 free as in freedom. It is Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
Peakless Mountaineer and Richie Rich, thanks for sitting in with me tonight. I need a little help.
You're welcome.
Welcome back to the States.
Thank you. I'm actually leaving New Hampshire Monday, but I'll be back Friday for the next Sunday show. So no one will know the difference. I have a couple of pieces of show prep here, and I'm just not sure where to start. You guys tell me. Either Trump shenanigans reporting on his condition and how funny it is, and it is, or
which condition?
Well, he's got COVID. He's got the COVID.
I hadn't heard.
Oh, well,
it's the first I'm hearing of it.
Yeah. Well. Okay.
Allegedly.
Yeah. You just don't believe it?
I don't know what to believe.
I'd like to see a cross-sectional survey of famous people with it versus non-famous people with it.
Well, I guess we're starting here then.
And the lethality.
What was the other one? Just out of curiosity.
UBI. Lazy or creative?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I saw that headline too.
Let's. I want to do it.
Okay.
But the Trump thing here seems to have gotten a little more interest. So I'm not going to read the headline of this one because it just gives everything away. We'll just get started on the pros. Following his hospitalization on Friday, the White House has released a series of photographs appearing to show Donald Trump working away and completing some paperwork at the Walter Reed Medical Center.
Signing blank documents.
However, not everybody's convinced that by the latest snaps, and it's led to POTUS being ridiculed on social media. After revealing that he and his wife Melania, Melania, that's right. I get confused between his wife and his daughter's names, and I don't know why. Had tested positive for COVID-19 on Friday morning. Trump was admitted to the medical center on Friday out of an abundance of caution. And they've spent their time, the news has spent its time between, this is really bad. Some, anonymous White House source that we can't entirely nail down has said so. And Trump sort of tweeting, everything's fine, I feel great.
I'm a little, from a strategic perspective, I'm a little surprised that even if he had COVID, that he would admit it, because it doesn't support his narrative at all.
Well, he did admit it, and he did go to Walter Reed Hospital.
Understood. Yeah. But there's probably some secret room in the White House that he could, quarantine and have doctors come to him and, through the underground tunnels where nobody knows that the president...
They don't have a respirator.
Okay. I wonder if he is legally allowed to receive what is probably his preferred treatment of hydrochloroquine.
I don't know. That's been in the news. I haven't paid much attention to it.
Because, he made a lot of headlines saying that, that this hydrochloroquine stuff, it seems to really work on this.
If he believes
and a lot
it,
of places have shut that down as an option. So
he's likely getting it if he wants to get it.
I read something about an experimental treatment that he was privy to.
Yeah, there's some. I don't know what the. I'm not going to even talk about the treatments because I don't know enough about them. But this story is about him taking staged shots, appearing to show him working when they clearly aren't. That doesn't mean he's not working, but it doesn't mean he is.
Right.
It just means that they're willing to take these stage shots, and these shots are staged.
As if politicians have never posed for a photo op before.
Right. I don't know what to think about.
Thought.
I don't know what to think about this, except that we are to believe that these photos are of him working, and they are not.
Okay.
Well, I mean, he represents a unique evil, so anything that he does has to be a never-done-before kind of twist on what you should be doing.
Well, that's what the press would have you believe, right? So, here we go. Some of the snaps are even shared on Twitter by Trump's children, Eric and Ivanka. Melania and Ivanka, yeah. I gotta remember that. Ivanka wrote alongside an image of her father, "Nothing can stop him from working for the American people. Relentless." And then there's a picture of him sitting there looking at a document or whatever. And but when you get down a little further, looking at these, somebody zoomed in, Andrew Feinberg here, with a little blue check. And it's
Feinberg.
Donald Trump signing his name in the middle of a sheet, a white blank sheet of paper with a Sharpie pen.
Autographs. Just doing autographs.
Could be.
Yeah.
Why does anybody want to... Is the Sharpie gold?
No.
Well, then he's not doing autographs.
I mean, if he was...
That's the kind of class that our commander-in-chief has.
Is that true? Is that like...
Oh, no, it really is true. Right. He actually does his signatures in gold Sharpie.
Nice.
I've seen them. It's hilarious.
He'd also do it on his own picture, right? I mean, I don't know. You know, who wants the... I don't know. So the question you would have to ask yourself...
I think he objects to anything not having his picture on it, really.
You'd have to ask yourself, ladies and gentlemen, is why is Donald Trump signing a blank sheet of paper with a Sharpie pen? And we are to believe, because clearly he's involved in whatever this... this hoodwinking, if that's what this is what are we to believe and why are we to believe it?
Because he looks very executive sitting at a desk with papers in front of him and his pen in his hand.
The one thing that I can conclude from this is he's not in that bad a shape.
Yeah.
Because he was, he got dressed somehow. Somebody dressed him, and he's sitting here on his own by himself with a pen in his hand, and so he's doing okay. You know, it's not Weekend in Bernie's yet, as much as the Twitter people would like you to believe it is.
I'm going to let you in on a little inside baseball, Mark. Those pictures that I took for the sweet kilt that I'm wearing now was not really lifting weights at the time. Stage those bad boys.
Just had, they're lifting weights, yep.
Didn't we have a president that was in a wheelchair, and it was a big thing that he was in a wheelchair for his entire presidency?
Sometimes they stood him up for speeches and stuff, though.
Right. Now that, that's fine. But this.
Yes.
His page is blank. And who signs with a Sharpie anyway?
Yeah, I think that is an excellent point, right? So anybody who's outraged by this very likely believes that FDR was one of the greatest presidents that we've ever had, but doesn't care at all that they stood him up on some kind of brace to hold him there while he gave speeches while standing.
I mean, Woodrow Wilson's wife ran the country for a little while, and she just kind of sat him up in bed because he was essentially catatonic, and we were all kind of fine with that.
That was from the flu of 1918 flu, and it was fine.
I remember when he first came down with it, they were talking about like the continuity of government, right? Like, what's going to happen? And Nancy Pelosi got all real excited because she was like number two now. for a hot minute there, I'm like, continuity of government? Like, you mean he can't tweet from a hospital bed? Like, what else is he going to do for the next 2 weeks?
He's going to love tweeting.
He's going to be sitting there. He's just going to have his phone in his hand, just firing him off. Well, that's what he's got to do.
Kavifi.
And we have established since Obama that if you sign a document via a mechanical assistance, it still counts. He actually had a mechanical assistant to sign a document, and they said, okay, that's fine, it still counts. So if Trump can push the button that says, don't veto this bill, he's still doing the job of a president.
I think that's fair. So Twitter's here like saying we're living through a reality TV presidency, but if Woodrow Wilson was being propped up in bed and FDR was being propped up at a podium, really what's the difference? So, that sounds fair.
They were doing actual work from bed and from the podium. Trump is fake signing documents.
Or something. Yeah, I don't know. I like this question, though. What happens with the blank sheets of paper after he's done signing them?
Then you run it through the printer, right, and print the actual stuff over it.
You put the bill right there on it.
eBay. Secret politician eBay.
Yeah. And then there's another one where he's like in two different rooms, and the picture was taken within 10 minutes of each other. So he, like, got up with his doc. He sat down with his documents, took the pictures of him, you know, signing blank sheets of paper, then got up, went to a different room, sat back down with the same documents, because they actually got arrows pointing to them where they're in just different places.
Because it's
the
a photo op, man.
Because it's a photo op,
you
man.
You can
tell he's working really hard.
Yeah.
I have to review these documents at multiple points in the White House.
I am not outraged. I am only amused. However, consider, ladies and gentlemen, I don't intend to vote for this guy anyway. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Document leak shows trillions of dollars of illegal activity by major banks. Alibaba files more blockchain patents than any other company in 2020. MicroStrategy, a publicly traded company, bought $175 million worth of Bitcoin last week. As little as two-thirds of Bitcoins will ever circulate. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach three surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Call in toll talk about whatever's on your mind. It is Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And you can call in at that number. You can also go to chat.lrn.fm and sign up for our Matrix server. I don't think it's quite as easy as the Discord, but it is a lot more secure, encrypted, and they can't kick us off. So it's not somebody else's platform. It's our own.
Yeah, not exactly my wheelhouse, but from what I understand, it's federated, and that means that, it's a lot more decentralized of a system. And if it's one thing I've learned, that decentralizing is how you actually get this stuff done.
And so you go there, you can sign up. There's actually a way to call in. All the instructions are there at chat.lrn.fm. That's chat.lrn.fm, and that'll take care of it for you. Sorry, I can't be of more help. You shouldn't come to me for IT work. So, anyway, we're going on with the story here. I've got it from VT.com, which I presume has something to do with Vermont. If it doesn't, then, well, what a poor choice for a website name. And apparently what we're making a big deal about here is that Donald Trump got up, got dressed, got some prop documents or whatever, and sat around signing blank sheets of paper for a photo op. There's two relevant things you need to know is, yes, indeed, he was signing a blank sheet of paper with a black Sharpie, and two, he picked up and moved from one location to the next, so he had a different background for another shot within 10 minutes. We know that from the, what is it, timestamp on the pictures.
I want to say, in all seriousness, it's probably much ado about nothing, right?
Like, but I would agree with you that it's nothing. There's no particular reason why. Is all you had to do was say to me, well, Trump continues to work at Walter Reed. And I would have been like, yeah, doesn't surprise me. I imagine he's not terribly ill. I mean, I've been so sick that I didn't want to go to work and potentially infect people, but I've been well enough that I can sit in my bed or at my house in an easy chair or whatever and do a great deal of the work that I do without any particular problem. I'm not sure what the president does. Ladies and gentlemen, it's really important. I don't know what the president does.
It tweets.
And neither do you, okay?
Well, he's the decider.
That's what George Bush said, and I think that that's probably the most accurate thing. He could make a decision from the bed, presuming they're listening to him, but within the first year of his presidency, Donald Trump's presidency, two-star and a three-star general. So a major general and a lieutenant general, modern major general, made...
The very image of it?
He was. And I suppose he was the image of the lieutenant general. So they made this the statement on C-SPAN. So recorded for everyone to hear that, Trump's got to get... We got to vet Trump any decision by Trump to send nuclear weapons anywhere. So... apparently not the decider by that standard, but I don't know whether to be shocked by this, that for whatever reason the Trump campaign, and that's what I'm going to call this,
okay,
wants me to see these pictures of him working.
To we live in a visual society.
What's that?
We live in a visual society.
Yeah. Well, to bolster my belief that he was working already, and I suspect he is.
You say Trump is working and, you know, picks or no.
Yeah, video or it didn't happen, right? Yeah. Right?
So here it is. Here's the photo. Here's the documentation. We have the reports. Here's the photo.
Trump, but it was a sham.
My opinion is, though, that he can do most of the work as president in his boxers. He doesn't need to have to be sitting in a room with a mahogany wall and a suit on,
which is also
just ridiculous.
Which is also why I thought the whole continuity of government, you know, fiasco on day one was a little absurd as well. Because he didn't have severe symptoms. It was mild symptoms, right? We're going to go to the hospital as a precaution.
Yep.
Right? Well, you can't be surprised that they jumped on that, though. I mean, they've been trying to do this before he got sick. They're like, okay, what are the rules exactly on, like, making him not the president anymore because we think he's crazy?
Yeah, but somebody might shoot him. You know, like they're, you know, constantly talking about what would happen if Trump dies. It happens regularly. And well, one wonders what their motivation for talking about this all the time is. I don't recall this in the previous administration.
Well, it's a more pleasant fantasy than the world that they live in.
Well, their fantasy is that they're going to elect an, in fact, older guy that actually appears to be showing symptoms of dementia.
Well, yes, he's proper establishment. Well, Trump is only quasi-establishment. We don't know exactly what he's going to do, and that makes us nervous about our power.
Indeed.
To sort of answer your question, Mark, I don't have the whole story, but I did see a headline. Surveyed, you know, Republicans and Democrats on the use of violence to move forward a political agenda has gone up over the years, right? Like, more people are from both sides are saying, yes, it's okay to use violence to push forward a political agenda. So why are we talking about, you know, dying more than we have in the past? Because now it's more acceptable than it has been in the past to talk about those things.
Yeah, it's 100%. That's true. I read the same story that basically both the Democrats and the Republicans believe now that violence is today, that violence is more acceptable than some time period in the past. I couldn't tell you what that is, but well, I'm sure you'd be shocked no matter what it was, right?
Well, I think the perfect example of this is punch a Nazi in the face.
Right.
And I mean, don't get me wrong, Nazism evil, obviously, but yeah, having an evil ideology does not give me the right to use force to stop you. That's how you can tell it's an evil ideology, because they want to use force to stop the people that disagree with them.
Yeah, I actually listened to a Quaker podcast where the Quaker was interviewing a man that advocated punching Nazis in the face. Only Nazis.
Yeah. See, first they came for the Nazis, and we let them, because they're Nazis.
Right. And the Quaker didn't say, hey, I don't advocate for violence. Nothing like that. Just interviewing and asking questions. It appeared to me to be this fawning, oh, I find this young man so attractive thing. I mean, it was a young lady who was doing it, and I'm like, where's your Quakerism? Why am I listening to this? It was just
bad Quaker.
Fascinating to listen to. But yeah, I mean,
and the
problem.
I mean, obviously, these aren't the people in power over a government, so they aren't actual Nazis. They don't have the power to stop you. But okay, so that's the left rally cry is punch a Nazi in the face, and the right goes, well, wait a second. What do you mean by Nazi?
That's exactly right. Is what do you mean when you say Nazi? Because once you say it's okay to punch a Nazi in the face, this is the Mott and Bailey argument, as it were, right? So that means think of it as a castle in the courtyard argument. Yeah, I mean, very few people are going to say that punching a Nazi in the face, if you think, say, Hitler or Himmler, you pick your...
Boxing gloves plus time machine.
Right. Well, like Captain America, issue number one, he actually is punching a Nazi.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So,
who can argue with that?
Right. And I have no particular problem with this. I do not have a problem with Captain America punching Hitler before before war is declared against Nazi Germany.
Different time, different place.
But if you just decide everybody who disagrees with you is a Nazi, then there's a lot of people that you can punch. No problem.
Well, anyone not Antifa is a fascist.
Yeah, and of course you can't be held guilty because it was okay. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE as in Free Talk Live.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Doctors have been providing an update on President Trump's treatment for coronavirus. They clarified a few statements that were confusing. The president's doctors initially said the symptoms were mild, but we know now that the president had a high fever on Friday, and twice his oxygen levels temporarily dropped. In addition to the antiviral drug remdesivir, his doctors have put him on a steroid, which is usually used in critically ill patients who have some type of lung damage. Doctors at the White House now admit they administered oxygen to him before he left for the hospital. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on CBS's Face the Nation.
I think this can be a unifying moment for our country. We all pray for the president and his family. We all know that we have to do more to prevent this, to crush this virus.
This is USA Radio News. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb has now provided an update on a coronavirus vaccine on CBS's Face the Nation.
The expectation is that this vaccine is going to be partially protective, a lot like the flu vaccine, where for certain people it will provide full immunity, but for other people it's not going to provide as much protection. Maybe it will lessen the severity of COVID if they contract the infection, but it's not going to provide what we call sterile immunity, which means you're not going to be able to get infected with COVID.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says a Supreme Court nomination hearing will go as scheduled in 1 week, despite a number of Republicans testing positive for the coronavirus. Senator Amy Klobuchar on Fox.
We've got the fact that now three senators have it. Two are on the Judiciary Committee. It's very possible we're going to have more senators, more staff. So I don't know why you would ram through the Supreme Court hearing, put people in danger because it would be within that two-week period while you have shut down the whole Senate. I just think it's wrong.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. It is Mark with you.
Beagles Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
855-450-3733. It's 855-453. We were talking about Trump being trotted out for a photo op here, and, you know, it was sort of caught that it was a photo op, and I think that you guys...
Some people really have nothing better to do with their time than go, hey, wait a second, that document looks exactly like the other document from the other picture, only at a different part of the desk.
I think you guys made some really good points on that. The number 855-450-3733. I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source for all things cryptocurrency. If you haven't found out about cryptocurrency really yet, you really should go and just take the few minutes that it takes to, at the getting started section right there on the front page, right there at the top. It's bitcoin.com. You go look for getting started, and there's some videos there, and within, you know, 10 minutes of video watching, you'll know a heck of a lot more about cryptocurrency than you do today. You can't say anymore, hey, I don't know what it is. Well, then you'll know. So go to Bitcoin.com. They'll help you get a wallet. They'll help you buy some Bitcoin Cash. They'll help you find out where you can spend it, all the reasons why you'd want to do it. It's all there at Bitcoin.com. One of the reasons, I would say, is among the best reasons, is that you can get 15 to 20% off at everything, at almost everything, at Amazon. by going to saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. And pretty much everything you want to get, you can get there. Now, they also have an instructional video at saveatpurse.com to show you how to use their system. But you need cryptocurrency first. And bitcoin.com is the place to go to find out more there. Let's go to, is it Lonnie or Lanny calling in from California? You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Lonnie. Can you guys hear me?
Excellent. Yes.
Hey, so I'm going to be flying pretty soon, and pretty much all the states, according to this one airline that I bought my ticket with, and maybe to some kind of law, say that you have to quarantine, which I'm not really surprised about. But Connecticut, I'm flying from California to Connecticut, which is exciting because I get to be with my family and get to be that much closer to New Hampshire. But Connecticut apparently is one of the three states where you have to get a test, and it has to be negative before you can fly. And I'm just wondering if you guys heard anything about that. Like, is
before you can fly somebody out?
Yeah. Well,
before you can land in.
Landing in would seem like the most important thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that about Connecticut. I'd heard that for New York you had to do you had to get a negative test and then after you'd gotten the negative test, you had to quarantine yourself for 2 weeks, was what I had heard.
Let's stop talking about the rules as they purport them because well, remember what politicians are, ladies and gentlemen. Say it with me. They're liars and thieves.
Liars.
Okay. They're full of what we call, where I'm from, manure. All right?
I don't feel sick.
Right.
I feel like it's an invasion of privacy. I'm just wondering if you guys have heard any horror stories about being detained at the airport or anything.
As far as how you feel, again, the bureaucrats do not care. Once they implement their, the grist mill begins, it will grind you whether you need grinding or not.
Fear and submission.
But I happen to have flown into Bradley Airport in Hartford, Connecticut within the last month. Last few weeks.
Wow. Okay.
So that's generally the airport I take. Here, Keene, New Hampshire is basically equidistant between Manchester Airport, MHT, and Hartford, which is BDL, Bradley.
Right.
And for me, I would rather take I-91, and take a straight shot rather than going over hither and nigh behind tractors and whatever, paying a toll and doing whatever I have to do to get to Manchester Airport. Now, I'll mind you, there's a fair argument in the other direction, which is in order to get to Bradley, you must pass through Massachusetts. And any sane person would never do that. Yeah. Like, no way would you do that. Because Massachusetts is full of Massachusetts cops. And
but, Mark, you didn't see any flight Nazis demanding to see your test results on your way out of Bradley?
Out of Bradley, I cannot speak to. But into Bradley, I can.
Well, I mean, I think that's he means, like, you flew into Bradley Airport, and you didn't have someone accosting you as you left the airplane or as you tried to leave the airport while you were leaving the airport to actually come up here.
Right. So I drove down. The family needs to get down to Florida relatively early because my son goes to school in Florida. And I then drove down and then flew back up. So I could not speak to what happens on the way out. And I don't know why Connecticut would care about what you do on the way out.
I don't think they do. I think we're really speaking on the way in because he's flying from California to Connecticut.
Right.
He doesn't want to be accosted leaving the airport in Connecticut.
And all I would say is that in my experience in flying, other than wearing the mask over your face, was basically the same. I will say this, too. If you're in first class, they put a beverage in front of you right away, and then you can then have the mask down. I flew in first class to it's a long story, but let's just say I flew in first class to Charlotte and in coach on the way out. Right. The story is a lot longer than it is interesting, so I'll just leave it right there. They asked me for something in the morning, right? So I can't drink the coffee they brew because I can't have caffeine, so I just had some tomato juice. And I just sat there nursing the can of tomato juice for the hour and 15 minutes that it takes a jumbo jet to fly from, you know, from Florida to Charlotte. And so... Yeah, I would say that nothing happened would be in short what the case is. Now, did they roll the bureaucrats out the day after I left? They very well could have.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Yep, you got it. Appreciate the call, Lonnie.
All right. Thanks.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Zach. Zach calling in from Tennessee. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, yes, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'd like to say that, thank you. I'd like to say that definitely it seems like, especially the way the news portrays it, that violence has been a lot more acceptable.
Yes.
However, I do want to say with all due respect that the way y'all are covering it is kind of dangerous in that I understand there's violence from the left. However, there's plenty coming from the right, like the Proud Boys. I was watching statements the founder was making about choking people who disagreed with him and really making actionable calls to violence. So I think it's important for the whole country to remember that it's coming from both different directions and people shouldn't get torn into it because
agreed.
The thing that makes our country strongest is our unity.
Oh, there's no unity. Yeah. I think Al Gore was right that it's two Americas now. And at this point, we're holding this together with hate and duct tape.
Well, I think a grudging respect for bodily autonomy is what's keeping us from erupting into absolute chaos.
And I'm pretty sure that I said the article was both Republicans and Democrats.
Yeah. What I would say regarding Democrats is that the left should try really hard not to get into a fight with the right because the right is spoiling for a fight and has been for decades.
Deer hunters with sniper rifles.
And I agree, and I appreciate y'all pointing that out. And then I just want to say that painting any Republican, any Democrat, based off their sole political affiliation with violence or anything, and I feel many people do that, is very dangerous because, I mean, we all live in neighborhoods. We all have neighbors that we spend time with and talk with, and they're of all different political persuasions. And I think 95% of the people in this country want to live day to day and don't want to spoil the great unity we have as a country and the thing that makes us strong because, you know, California is like the fifth biggest economy in the world. And I think Texas is, you know, the sixth biggest, as is like New York, you know. And those three states really provide economic anchors for us. And
Zach, I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. As a matter of fact, that's what the gentleman just did. And I should have kept him over is what I should have done. Because I want to continue talking about what he was talking about.
Bad host.
Right. And, but, you know, at the same time, I have my own opinion, so I'll just ramble on about it. By the way, it's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And so, for one, the gentleman was calling in to chasten us that, you know, that it wasn't just the Democrats committing violence. It was the Republicans, or not committing violence, but threatening violence. It's the Republicans, too. And I think that, you know, that's fair to point out. I don't know that we needed chastening because I feel like that's
well,
the
case. Well,
he
said left and right and specifically brought up Proud Boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Proud Boys. And the Proud Boys are spoiling for a fight. They are.
Yes. And I said this off air, but I'm surprised that they've taken this long to respond to Antifa violently.
You should.
And that it's such a small quantity so far of violence, because generally people on the right really believe in overwhelming force.
Right, and that's the thing is that whomever on the left is doing the violence ought to be very grateful that it is the Proud Boys, because if it was their local militia, these would be, instead of punches being thrown, it would be lead. All right, so, you know, that. Different states.
And I'm really glad that we're still talking instead of shooting.
Agreed. All right, I'm not looking for that
at
all.
In both places.
But, you know, this is... So the internet is full of videos. What would happen in the next American Civil War? Right? Whatever it would be. So, in my opinion, the Civil War would look like the city folks against the country folks. Or the left versus the right, but I repeat myself. All right, so it's not going to be, you know, black versus white. There's a lost cause anyway. Forget that. That it would basically be city dwellers versus country dwellers. And
Well, I think the city dwellers would do it in the name of black people, though.
It may very well be in that case. I don't know, but I'm saying that if that was the case, what does the city produce?
Votes.
And the internet. All right? So the one thing that we need for life today that the city produces is internet. What does the country produce that we need for life today?
Produce.
Everything else. You know, like
food, clothing,
travel,
shelter.
You know, like you have to fly over the country. But yeah, all these things are done generally in the country. And the last thing that the city wants, really, I mean, like they may be angry. I get it. Forcing your, you know, that wicked old pervert on us made us angry. Fine. Forcing your wicked old pervert on us, is the country folks, isn't going to make us any happier either. I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm not
really country folk, though.
I am country folk. I will not be voting for Donald Trump unless he very quickly pardons Julian Assange, Edward Snowden, or Ross Ulbricht, in which case I would have to then, abide by my words.
What if he ended all the wars?
At this point,
I mean, it's a snowball's chance in the hot place, but, you know, just hypothetically.
I would have to give up more to vote than most people do, because I currently am a resident of the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, where we don't have a vote. So in order to vote for Trump, I would have to then become a resident of New Hampshire or Florida or wherever I did, and then vote. And I would only do that in order to abide by my word, and the word that I gave was Assange, Snowden, and Ross Ulbricht. So I root for the most peaceful of presidents, the least violent of presidents, but I would just say that if there's violence to be had, peace benefits the left more than it benefits the right in this circumstance, because the right will win the Civil War. There's no way to hold the blue enclaves with the Red Sea of military bases. And don't forget that the military officers are 80-20 Republican to Democrat.
Well, good thing Trump told the Proud Boys, what was it, to stand down and stand back, or
whatever it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. So, and unity. The other thing that he was pushing was unity. I don't think there's been unity in this country in a long time. Not since 9/11. I think that there was a brief period of unity during 9/11. I certainly don't want to repeat that. I think that Al Gore was correct when he called it two Americas, and it's only gotten more and more separated. I believe the only solution to that is federalism and abiding by the Constitution as it was written, not using the Interstate Commerce Clause and the General Welfare Clause as prescriptions for the federal government to do whatever it wants. Because at this point, politics is fundamentally a threat, right? I'm going to put in my crooked old pervert to keep you from putting your crooked old pervert in.
Well, and part of that is what drives the unity, because he said 95% of people, you know, want to get along with their neighbors.
Yep.
And he's probably right, and 95% of people probably do get along with their neighbors.
Yes.
Until their neighbor puts up a political sign that disagrees with them.
Right.
And then all bets are off.
And then you're grumpy.
Yeah.
Well, in my neighborhood, I do have a neighbor's, you know, there's a Trump neighbor and a Biden neighbor, and they're pretty good friends, but I imagine it's stressed right now.
Yeah.
Because the signs are up.
How could it not be?
And, well, there you go. Whatever.
It's almost like you want to bring a bunch of men with guns to enforce more or less your will.
Right.
And I want to bring a bunch of men with guns to enforce more or less my will.
But my will's right, so why wouldn't we do my way? And that's what unity means. Unity means, come on, guys, you're stupid, do it my way. And generally in politics. I don't know. I'm not claiming that that's what the caller was claiming.
I am terrified about the few times when politicians agree on things.
Yeah, bipartisan has got to be one of the most terrifying words in the English language.
It really is.
Yeah.
Because the only things that they can agree on is putting the boot to us, really.
Right. Bipartisan means you're really going to get screwed.
Yep.
So I don't want unity. And frankly, there hasn't been unity since way back when Barack Obama managed to get the Obamacare through. That's, as far as the political process went. And that was it. They've just been fighting ever since. And, you know, is life so bad? If the politicians fight with each other, just stop watching the news. I mean, ultimately.
Let them fight as long as they don't do anything.
Right.
Right. If that keeps them deadlocked and gridlocked from, you know, passing more onerous restrictions on your life and your freedom, even better.
I prefer, people always say do nothing Congress like it's a bad thing.
Perfect.
I prefer to not talk about politics at all. And by politics, I mean liars and thieves, right? Like, you know, whatever their names are. If I'm dropping the names of politicians, I'm not in my strong suit. I'll talk about news stories and what the issues are surrounding those news stories and whether I think the behavior of Group X is moral or immoral or Group Y, all that stuff. And that's one of the reasons I'm bringing up Trump here is regarding doing this signing stuff is, you know, he's signing blank sheets of paper, and we've proven that he's signing blank sheets of paper. And I don't know what I thought about that. And I was really thought that you guys' you know, points on his behavior, you know, Wilson being propped up in bed and his wife running the country. Huh. Yeah. Nobody called it reality TV presidency then because they didn't have the term. And when FDR gets propped up, then, you know, that's not a problem. Now, they do happen to be Democrats, but these are the ones we came up with.
But, yeah, so, I mean, a staged photo op is hardly worth talking about, honestly.
And yet we went with it.
Speaking of two swearing malcontents.
To be fair, we talked about them talking about it, which is much more fun.
Parrots removed from UK family safari park after teaching each other to swear and laughing about it. Parrots.
Well, I imagine that they were taught by people who taught them to swear and then laughed about it.
Maybe. A wildlife park has been forced to remove five newly adopted parrots from public display after they started swearing at customers. Bosses at
I love the English.
Bosses at Lincolnshire Wildlife Park said they accepted the new flock of birds on August 15th, and the group taught each other to swear while quarantined together.
This is what happens when you bring in those bad birds, man. That bird came from a rough neighborhood.
Were they teaching each other to swear in like a Cockney accent?
Not in Lincolnshire, no.
Oh, okay. You know your geography of UK better than me. The park's chief executive officer, Steve Nichols, said the naughty antics made the staff laugh, which only encouraged the birds even more.
Right.
Naughty antics!
But swift action had to be taken after the parrots began shouting profanities in front of guests and then laughing about it, reports Lincolnshire Live.
He said, at one point, got a call here on the radio, and they said it was a person from Great Britain that said that basically you could use the F-bomb on the radio in Great Britain. It wouldn't be that big of a deal because, yeah, for whatever reason, the word isn't that bad there. But you couldn't say bullocks, which is what, you know, what more than one young bull, right? But for whatever reason, that word is completely unacceptable. So, there you go.
Well, I would just have to say, I mean, it's one thing when your animals do what you don't want them to do. It's another thing when they laugh at you about it.
As they've been trained and taught.
You're defying and mocking me.
Well, they're certainly not going to stop cussing now that they've learned how.
But they're not in front of customers anymore, which is the important
part. Right. Well, now what do they do with them? Do they cook them up? Serve them as chicken? I have no idea. Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.